The Kyiv City Ballet danced to a full theater in Paris for the company's last show of its French tour. The tour has left the dancers without a place to go after the war started in Ukraine. In other times, performing at the Théâtre du Châtelet would be a dream come true for the dancers. But with the ongoing war in their country, the dancers feel only a deep sadness. "We are both physically and emotionally exhausted," Ekaterina Kozlova told the Associated Press. She is the company's assistant director. "Everyone in the ballet is worried about their families, loved ones, friends, colleagues at home. It's been very difficult." The Théâtre du Châtelet, in the center of Paris, offered them the stage on Tuesday for the group's final show of a French tour. The dance director of the Paris Opera and some members of her company joined the Ukrainians for a class before performing several ballet classics together. They danced parts of Russian composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake and The Nutcracker. For many of the dancers, the chance to train and dance was a way to think about something other than the conflict in Ukraine, Kozlova said. One of the dancers will be going to the Ukrainian border in the coming days to pick up her young daughter, who was taken out of the country. Only some members of the company were traveling around France. Many of the ballet's best dancers stayed behind, waiting to join their friends after they reached Paris. "Most of our artists are stuck in Ukraine," director Ivan Kozlov told the Paris crowd. The city of Paris and the ballet community have helped find temporary housing for the Ukrainian dancers, who say they hope to continue dancing in France and elsewhere. The Châtelet Theatre offered the whole group a residency. But for now, Tuesday's last-minute performance was their last. All sales from their performances will go to non-governmental organizations collecting and sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine and neighboring countries. Ukrainian dancers have also looked to other countries for safe places to stay. The Romanian National Opera offered 6 ballet dancers fleeing the war in Ukraine a chance to work with their ballet company. Some of them could be performing next month. I'm Dan Novak.